I'm Jim Field. Jeremiah George was ready to become the leader of the Iowa State defense. The senior middle linebacker heads up an inexperienced linebacker crew that lost Jake Knott and A.J. Klein off of last year's team.
I've been in their position, so I completely understand where they're coming from. I had Jake and A.J., Jevin and Jared, they have me, you know, so it all falls under Coach Wally Burnham. We still look to him for our guidance, and I'm just like the verbal leader on the field with them. You know, we're going to get our directions from him, and then I'm just going to run it through our team, run it through the rest of our defense, and they're going to follow when they see that I believe in it and I'm going out there and I'm applying it.
Well, most of Iowa State's front seven will be new this season, but George says while it is an inexperienced group, it is more talented.
I would confidently say that, you know, we've just done so much in the last few months that have helped build our endurance, our speed, our strength levels. And Coach McKnight, they've continued to build us up. And when we got out there this first week of training camp, we're just running sideline to sideline. And so as soon as we can put our minds matching up with our bodies, we'll be fine.
George says the defense just needs some game experience.
Because we have a lot of athleticism. And the more we run around, the more we get going, the better we're going to become and the faster we're going to become.
Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes is expecting big things from George this season.
I don't see a guy that's lost with two inexperienced players playing by his side. He's been elected captain of our football team, and he was the number one vote getter amongst our teams. So it tells you what the kids, teammates think of him, and he's responding that way. He's practicing as a leader. He's practicing with great intensity and productivity on the field.
Cyclones open up their season at home against UNI coming up on August 31st. Well, special teams haven't been all that special for Kansas City, at least the last few years, when it comes to the punt and kickoff return teams. The Chiefs haven't brought a punt back for a touchdown in more than 2 years, and they haven't had a kick return touchdown in nearly four. They used to be one of the best. Well, they aim to change all that under the guise of Dave Taub. He was hired by new Chiefs coach Andy Reid after a successful run in Chicago, where Taub helped to turn Devin Hester into one of the most dangerous return men in the game. The special teams overhaul paid off in the preseason opener as Dexter McCluster had a 55-yard punt return, and Niall Davis returned a kickoff 79 yards on a banner day for those two squads. Well, the NFL Players Association has told its members that the union has tentatively agreed that 40 players will take blood tests for HGH each week during the season, with a positive result drawing a four-game suspension. The NFLPA emailed players a memo in question and answer format Tuesday. The Associated Press obtained a copy. According to the email, players participating in NFL training camps this year will provide a blood sample for a population study to determine what level of HGH will result in penalties. In other NFL news, Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles had his ailing right foot examined by two orthopedic surgeons, and they confirmed the Kansas City Chiefs' diagnosis of a mild strain. Charles turned his right ankle early in practice on Monday and didn't take part in yesterday's workout. The Pittsburgh Steelers have put wide receiver Plexico Burress on the injured reserve list, likely ending his season. That move came a day after Burress had surgery to repair a torn rotator cuff in his right shoulder. Burress joined the NFL with Pittsburgh in 2000. He's caught 553 passes for 8,499 yards and 64 touchdowns in the regular season with the Steelers, the Giants, and the Jets. Giants safety Ontrell Roll says he sustained a pretty good sprain to his right ankle and does not know when he'll be able to return to practice. The team's leading tackler the past two seasons wore a protective boot on his foot after he suffered that injury in practice on Monday. Arizona coach Bruce Arians says rookie Tyrann Mathieu will start at free safety in place of the injured Rashad Johnson when the Cardinals play the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday. Mathieu has been a sensation in training camp, and he looks to make a comeback after being booted from the LSU team for marijuana use and sitting out football altogether last season. The Indianapolis Colts have activated running back Ahmad Bradshaw and linebacker Pat Angerer from the physically unable to perform list. Both are recovering from off-season surgery on their right foot. Washington Redskins safety Philip Thomas will miss his rookie season with a foot injury. He was a fourth-round pick out of Fresno State. On to baseball now, where Adrian Chambers singled home the winning run in the 14th inning as the St. Louis Cardinals outlasted the Pittsburgh Pirates and cut into their National League Central lead with a 4-3 victory last night. Sam Freeman allowed a walk in a scoreless 14th for the Cardinals, who saddled the Pirates with their fourth straight loss and pulled within two games of them with a four-hour 55-minute win. Pittsburgh had four hits in the first time through the order against Adam Wainwright, and they were up 3-0 after two innings on a couple of homers by Andrew McCutchen and Jordy Mercer. They had six hits the rest of the way. Both teams had chances in extra innings before the Cardinals, who had dropped four out of five, cashed in. John Jay singled off Jared Hughes with one out in the 14th with his fourth hit. Jay stole second and then raced home and beat left fielder Starling Marte's throw. Marte figured in the tying run as well as he dropped an easy fly ball in left field in the ninth inning that allowed the Cardinals to put a man on base. That runner eventually came around to score the tying run to send the game into extra innings. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Washington beat San Francisco 4-2. It was Atlanta 3-1 over Philadelphia. Cincinnati a 6-4 11-inning winner over Chicago. San Diego beat Colorado 7-5, and the Dodgers over the Mets 4-2. In interleague play, Christian Yelich singled home the go-ahead run with one out in the 10th inning Tuesday night as the Miami Marlins beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0 after a tidy matchup of contrasting starters. Hard-throwing Marlins prodigy Jose Fernandez and wily Royals veteran Bruce Chen each lasted 7 innings before handing the scoreless game over to their bullpens. It continued to extra innings before Kansas City reliever Kelvin Herrera brushed the jersey of Marlins Jake Marisnik with a pitch in the 10th inning. Marisnik stole second and then scored on Yelich's single through the right side of the infield. That was his third hit of the game. Elsewhere in interleague play, just two other games. Milwaukee beat Texas 5-1. Arizona topping Baltimore in 11 innings, 4-3. In the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat the Angels 14-7. Boston over Toronto in 11 innings, 4-2. Seattle beat Tampa Bay 5-4. Cleveland over Minnesota 5-2. Chicago beat Detroit in 11 innings, 4-3. Houston downing Oakland 5-4. In Pacific Coast League play yesterday, Fresno beat Omaha 7-4. It was Sacramento topping Iowa by a score of 6-4. Sacramento plays at Iowa again this afternoon, while Fresno is at Omaha. That game also is this afternoon. In other baseball news, Atlanta has placed second baseman Dan Uggla on the 15-day disabled list so that he could have corrective eye surgery. Uggla has battled eye problems this season and has experimented with contact lenses. He's hitting 186. The Braves did not immediately reveal specifics of Uggla's planned surgery or provide an estimate on how long that he'll be out. Manny Ramirez is a free agent again after the Texas Rangers released him from his minor league contract just more than 5 weeks after he started playing for Triple-A Round Rock. The 41-year-old Ramirez hit .259 with three homers and 13 RBIs in 30 games for Round Rock. Texas has added infielder Adam Rosales to the 25-man roster and optioned outfielder Engel Beltre to Round Rock. The Rangers reacquired the infielder on a waiver claim from AL West rival Oakland for the second time in 10 days. Tampa Bay Rays right-hander Alex Cobb is expected to pitch Thursday night against Seattle for the first time in the majors since getting hit in the head by a ball in June. Cobb is 6-2 with a .301 earned run average in 13 starts this season. The Minnesota Twins have placed first baseman Justin Morneau on revocable waivers. If Morneau is claimed before today's deadline, the Twins can work out a trade with the claiming team. They can let that team take his contract, or they can pull him back and keep him in Minnesota. If he's not claimed, the Twins are free to negotiate with any team on a trade. And in racing news, NASCAR driver Brian Vickers has received some job security while Juan Pablo Montoya finds himself looking for a ride. Vickers has picked up a full-time ride for the Sprint Cup Series with Michael Waltrip Racing starting next season. That marks a significant comeback by the 29-year-old Vickers, who had his racing career derailed in May of 2010. That's when doctors discovered blood clots in his legs and his lungs. 2 months later, he underwent two procedures to close a hole in his heart and insert a stent into a vein in his left leg. Vickers snapped a 75-race winless streak in the Sprint Cup Series with a win at New Hampshire last month. Meanwhile, Montoya has been informed by team owner Chip Ganassi that he is cutting ties with one of the world's most decorated drivers. Montoya has been with Ganassi since he abruptly left Formula One racing in 2006. Montoya has earned wins in the Indianapolis 500 and on the Formula One and NASCAR circuits. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.